to go for the Trojans on their own 25-yard line. The ball is about equidistant between sidelines. We've got less than 4 minutes to play in the first half of the scoreless ball game between Wisconsin and Southern California. Wide flanker to the right, with Bukic in the tailback, fading back to his own 10, throws a pass across the line of scrimmage, and it is incomplete. Incomplete, intended for Al Carmichael. Goes incomplete. That was a slick play if it had worked. But say men, for the slickest, most refreshing shaves of your life, prepare your beard with Gillette shaving cream, lather or brushless, and skim it off with a Gillette Blue Blade in your Gillette razor. Fourth down and 6 for the Trojans, the ball on their own 25-yard line. Burks and Swaco go into double safety for Wisconsin, back on the Wisconsin 30. And coming in to kick is Des Cook, the Shelton Washington boy. Standing on the Trojan 10-yard line, hands outstretched, kneeling forward, leaning forward, waiting for the ball to be snapped. It's snapped. He gets a nice boot away. It's a dandy. Coming downfield, this kid can kick. Down to the 20-yard line. Burks picks up on the 20. Back to the 25. To the 30. Still on his feet. And finally hit and knocked down on the 35. Ed Pucci making the stop for Southern California. The ball on the 30-yard line. Just nose over the 30. First down and 10 yards to go. First and 10 for Wisconsin. 4 minutes and 5 seconds remaining as the officials are warning both teams. 4 minutes and 5 seconds left to play in the first half of the ball game, which is scoreless here at Pasadena this afternoon. Wisconsin out of the huddle to the line of scrimmage. Burks goes to the flank to the right, moving over right down below our NBC microphones. Hand off in the backfield to Alan Amici, the big fullback. Bowls his way through the left side of the line, over to the 40-yard line, hit it to 40, spins away from two men, and pushes his way over Bob Bibiani, who finally makes the stop, to the 42-yard line. That'll be the second down coming up. Got about 3 yards to go. Second and about 3. Wisconsin's ball on their own 42-yard line. Flank back to the right for Wisconsin on the tee. Haluska, still a quarterback for Wisconsin, calls his signals. Grabs that ball and hands off to his right halfback, Gerald Witt, who punches through the right side of the line over the 45 and hits down to about the 46. Charles Ane. Charlie Ane, 254-pound left tackle from Honolulu. Making the stop for Southern California. It's enough for first down on the Badgers 46. The ball equidistant between sidelines on the Wisconsin 46-yard line. The ball in possession of Wisconsin. No score in the ball game between Southern California and Wisconsin. We've seen a rip snorter and Braven Dyer's pencils been working over there a mile a minute. He'll have a lot of comment to make on this one, I know. Flank tee to the right for Wisconsin. Haluska takes the ball, fades off to the right, gets pretty good protection. Fades on back to his own 35-yard line, throws a pass across the line of scrimmage, intended for Burks at the 50, and he can't keep his hands on it. It slides through his fingertips. Marv Gu was right behind him, the defensive linebacker of Southern California. Had he made the catch, Gu was right on him to make the tackle. The ball dropped through Burke's fingers. Incomplete. Second and 10 for Wisconsin. Ball walked right back to their 46-yard line. One thing we can say about this ball game in the first half, we've seen very, very few penalties. We've had one penalty for unnecessary roughness, and that was charged against Southern California. It's the only 15-yard penalty we've had this afternoon. We've had mostly offside penalties and one for backfield in motion. Other than that, we have had a very fine, clean ball game and a hard-fought ball game here this afternoon. Flanker to the right is Burks for Wisconsin on the balanced line of T formation. Ball given to Witt on the stutter play. Witt through the middle of the line, drags his way up, and I mean literally drags his way up to the midfield stripe, goes over the midfield stripe and hits down to the 46-yard line before he's stopped by Bob Piviani, the left guard of Southern California, on the 46-yard line. Ball's being placed down about 20 yards in the sideline across the way. Makes it third down coming up and just about 2 yards to go. Slightly more than two. The closer, I expect, to 3. Across the way, the Trojan cheering section, setting up a howl to hold that line. Once more, Haluska sends his flanker Burks to the right on the tee. Behind the balance line, Haluska takes the ball, turns around, pitches back to Amici. Following one-man interference, Amici makes the line of scrimmage. Is hit at the line of scrimmage and dropped. Bill Hattig making the stop. Bill Hattig, 164 pounds. That fellow's in on a lot of plays. He can really go. It's fourth and 2 now for Wisconsin on their own, or on the Southern Cal's 45-yard line. Be fourth down and just about 1.5 yards to go. Fourth about 1.5. Coming in will be Golseth to do the kicking for Wisconsin. We have about a minute and 20 seconds. Too many timeouts for Wisconsin. It's cost him 5 yards, and the ball is stepped back to their 49-yard line. Hermes Dundoy is in double safety with Al Carmichael for Southern California, standing back on the Southern Cal 10. Golseth from his own 39-yard line boots the ball very close. It was almost blocked by Pucci. The ball comes down and drops out of bounds on about the 18-yard line on this side of the field. So we're going to have the ball put in play on the 18, Southern Cal's ball, first and 10 on their own 18. But say men, to enjoy the most refreshing shaves ever, plus convenience and economy worth talking about, get acquainted with the one-piece Gillette Super Speed Razor. Let's get acquainted with the Southern California backfield right now. See what we have down there at quarterback. We have Bozanic at quarter, Bukic at left halfback, Sellers at full, and Al Carmichael. There is Bucic fading back to the right, throws a forward pass downfield, and it's almost intercepted by John Dixon. It was intended for Al Carmichael. Very close to an interception. Got about a minute left to play here in the first half of the ball game. It's scoreless. Substitution coming in now for Southern California. I believe this will be a back. Yep, it's a back. Bucic going out, and Dandoy, Aramis Dandoy, is coming in at the tailback spot. Yeah, it'll be the left halfback post. Singling over to the right with Dandoy in the tailback. This Dandoy is from Torrance, California. Young fellow takes the ball, fades back to his own 5-yard line, back to his own 3. Keeps the ball, is going to run it. Comes right down the middle of the field and drives back to the 15 where he stopped as he stumbles. Don Voss covering him on the stumble. Don Voss, defensive right end, along with George O'Brien, the captain. It looks as though O'Brien has been injured. Is that Don Voss down there, Ed? It's been injured. Don Voss, yeah. Don Voss. Apparently, was hit in the pit of the stomach that time because he seems to have had his wind knocked right out of him. He's getting up to his knees now. And the official is talking to Wisconsin, and the captain, co-captain for Southern California, is being called over. That's Lou Welsh. And it looks as though Wisconsin is going to be given a 15-yard penalty from the point of a foul, unnecessary roughness. It being stepped off from the point of the foul on the 25-yard line, moving it down to the 20-yard line, to the 35-yard line. So the ball is on the 35-yard line, just inside of the 35-yard line in Southern California territory. First and 10 for Southern California. Coming in for Don Voss is Wimmer, Hugo Wimmer at end for Donald Voss, who is shaken up on the play. He's going to be all right. Single wing over to the right with Dando on the tail for Southern California. Takes the ball, throws a pass way out into the flat on the 40. It's completed on the 40-yard line to Leon Sellers, and Sellers steps out of bounds on the 44. Dornberg was riding his back as he went out of bounds on the 44-yard line. Ball is being walked in, 15 yards into the sideline across the way to make it second down and just about 1 yard to go for Southern Cal on their own 44 with about 50 seconds left to play in the first half of the game. Single wing over to the right, crack toward the sidelines. In the tailback, Dandoy. Up back is Sellers, the fullback. Dandoy fades back, throws a pass down the right side, and at the 48-yard line, Tom Nikoloff leaps high in the air, completes the pass, and steps out of bounds on the Wisconsin 47. Ronald Luckman was the fellow who pushed him out of bounds on the Wisconsin 40, call it 7-yard line. First down and 10 yards to go for Southern California. They've got about 45 seconds left to play in the first half. Dandoy, who has completed those passes, comes out, and Rudy Bucic. Bukic comes in. Well, there's a rough one for me to say. Bukic, B-U-C-K. B-U-K-I-C-H, Bukic. Hike over to the right in the single wing with Bukic in the tailback. He takes the ball, fades back to his own 40, looks the field over, throws a long pass downfield. It is intercepted by Swieko on the 20. He's back to the 30, to the 35, and letters the ball to a teammate on the 45-yard line. That's Britton Hubley, who takes the lateral and is knocked out of bounds, finally down about the 50-yard line. Ed Fausch finally making the stop for Southern California. The ball is placed on the 46-yard line. Everyone had jumped up down there to see where that ball was being run. And a clipping penalty apparently is being charged against Wisconsin as a red flag has gone down on the field. And we'll know in a moment whether or not Southern California is going to keep that ball or not. It looks as though Southern Cal gets a break and will keep the ball. Down at the 21-yard line, a red flag went down on the field as the headlinesman came in and dropped it. And a clipping penalty is being charged against Wisconsin. 15 yards from that point will move the ball down to about the 6-yard line. Down on the 6-yard line the University of Southern California, first down, 6 yards, goal to go, with 31 seconds to play in the first half. Wait a minute. It's Wisconsin's ball. Wisconsin's ball. Wisconsin's ball. We thought the penalty was going to nullify that last play, but instead, the interception goes all right. There is Wisconsin with Haluska on the quarterback sneak, moving into the middle of the line to eat up the time. The officials, the ball on the 6-yard line to Wisconsin. Haluska into the center of the line. So there's the public address announcer announcing it to the thousands here, just as we gave it to you. The penalty was called after the interception had been made. So it meant that Wisconsin held right onto the ball down on their own 6-yard line after the penalty had been stepped off against them. So it did not change hands of the ball. Wisconsin holding as they come up to the line of scrimmage. The gun goes off to end the first half of the ball game, which stands nothing to nothing between Wisconsin and Southern California. We've seen a whale of a game here in the first half. Raven Dyer will be talking about it in just a moment, but right now, while most prices are zooming, Gillette offers you a bonus special that's a real money saver, believe me. You pay nothing, absolutely nothing, for a 35-cent tube of Gillette shaving cream, lather or brushless, with the purchase of 20 easy-shaving Gillette Blue Blades and a handy dispenser. That's right. The cream costs you nothing. You pay only 98 cents, the price of the blades alone. Fast-acting Gillette shaving cream soften whiskers in a hurry and make shaving much more enjoyable. Also, they contain K34, the amazing facial antiseptic that gives valuable protection against unsightly skin conditions caused by infectious germs. Ask for Gillette's bonus facial. Get the big combination package holding both the blades and cream. But hurry, the supply is limited. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've had a scoreless first half between Wisconsin and Southern California. And I said a few minutes ago that Raven Dyer was making that pencil go like chicken scratching over there. And I know he has a lot of comments to make about the first half of the ball game. So, Raven, while I grab a cup of coffee, it's your microphone.
Thank you, Al Helfer. Yes, it is a tight, hard football game. The score, nothing to nothing. And the first down, 7-6 in favor of Southern California, which shows you how tight that is. And I don't have the full yardage figures available at this time, but I think you'll find that the two teams are very close in the amount of yardage gained. Wisconsin has been a little stronger on the ground. The Trojans are stronger through the air. So we'll have to go into the second half to get a score out of this football game. You know, we had a wonderful Tournament of Roses parade out here this morning. As I drove over from Los Angeles coming to the game, I saw thousands, literally hundreds of thousands of people walking along the streets away from the Rose Tournament Parade, which had just been concluded. They tell me that 1.5 million persons from the 48 states of the Union and from foreign lands witnessed the most colorful, moving, breathtakingly beautiful spectacle ever to express the spirit of free man through exquisite flower design and inspiring theme. The famous Pasadena Tournament of Roses Parade and its equally renowned classic, the Rose Bowl game. All this New Year's morning, the bright dawn of 1953, has been traditionally saluted by a procession of brilliantly wrought and wondrously flower-decorated floats, giving living significance to this year's Tournament of Roses theme, Melodies and Flowers. None can witness the Rose Parade without realizing the tremendous, unselfish hard work and creative effort that goes into making of the whole tremendous scope of beauty and sport which the Tournament of Roses represents. You get the feeling that the Tournament of Roses is truly of, by, and for the people. The big game between Wisconsin and Southern California is only one half of the wonderful program. And the roar from the huge crowd of 1,000 persons that greets this sports classic so typically American and so typically a facet of freedom. In the home, on the battlefield, in the hospital, on shipboard, millions thrill as the magic of radio and television sweeps all trouble from the mind with stirring accounts of the sports climax of the year, the Rose Bowl game. Yet there is something bigger than the clash and the score. For on the springy turf of the huge stadium, 22 spirited American youths contest for goals in America's best-loved sport, football. Down on the green field, there is no bigotry, there is no racial prejudice, there is no class distinction. The finest physical specimens of the American melting pot of freedom vie splendidly to earn the greatest material prize their country offers, plaudits of their fellow Americans. It is justly characteristic of a young America, founded in freedom and built on sweat and toil, that it turns to hot and hardy sports for recreation. Americans will always thrill to rugged sport and skill and fiercely guard their rights to so engage, an honest heritage from free and independent forefathers. And somewhere this day, from a more than earthly Rose Bowl, those pioneers of the Tournament of Roses are beaming approval on this 1953 version of the great pageant that they worked so unselfishly to create and perpetuate. May they never be betrayed. It's a wonderful, wonderful show. And now at halftime, I have some guests here who are going to talk to you about what they have seen. First of all, I want to present the sports editor of the Los Angeles Evening Herald and Express, George T. Davis. George, would you come in and tell us what you think of that first half? Glad to have you here.
Thank you, Braven. I'm very happy to be here. I think that the first half showed two great defensive clubs. I've been sitting next to Frankie Albert, who's offensively minded, and a few seats away from Joe Stidahar, who is one of the greatest defensive tackles of all time and former coach of the Rams. Both of them were tremendously impressed with the defensive play of both the Trojans and the Badgers of Wisconsin. Unfortunately, neither team has been able to unleash a drive that has been consistent, except on two occasions, and in both times they were stopped by intercepted passes. I think that Wisconsin has shown a little bit more of a flashy attack by springing Burks and Witt into the clear on two sneak plays in which the Trojan defense was crossed up. But in no time could they go ahead and capitalize on this opportunity. The Trojans, of course, have been hurt by the injury to Sears. Jim Sears, who has not been hurt all year, taken out of the game, as Braven has told you. And he's over on the sidelines with his left ankle being untaped, and they've had it packed in ice, and I do not know whether he'll be back or not. However, his alternates have done fine work. Bukic and later in the second quarter, Dandoy, have been passing fine. I think Bukic is passing to Stillwell, which took the ball down to the 23-yard line, gave the Trojans an opportunity, but unfortunately, Dornberg intercepted a pass to end it. Thank you very, very much, Braven. It's a pleasure to be with you again.
George, we're glad to have you here, and thanks for that observation. And now from New York, my very good friend and the wonderful sports writer, Grantland Rice. Grantland, what have you seen out there on the field during the first half?
Well, Braven, I've never seen two teams that were more evenly matched myself. I would call it a battle of defense and no offense. I haven't seen any offense except in spots. It's been all defense today.
Yes, it has been a rugged defensive game. I think that's a typical of a lot of football today, isn't college football, the way it's playing to defense.
I think the kicking of Cook has been a feature. I think it's the finest exhibition of kicking I've seen in two or three years. I haven't seen any better in a long time.
He's the best college kicker in the country by, I think, about a tenth of a decimal point over the boy from Utah, I think it is, Jordan.
I would say that he'd match any of the pros I've seen as a punter myself, really.
Well, Granny, we're always glad to have you out here in Southern California, and thanks for coming in.
Well, thanks for letting me come, Braven, and I just had a message from a friend of yours, Henry McLemore, says please call him up. I'll give you that message.
Well, I'll do that. Thank you, Granny. And now from the Midwest, the able sports editor of the Milwaukee Journal, representing the Big Ten and all of the Midwest, Russ Lynch. Russ, glad to have you here.
Oh, Braven, it's a pretty tough game out there. Pretty hard play. I think I can tell the people in the Midwest that we've had our bad luck. Don Voss got hurt there, and a lot of the second half will depend on whether he's able to get back in there or not. It was pretty discouraging at first when the boys couldn't move that ball by running, but that pass from Haluska to Burks for 28 yards loosened them up a little bit, and things looked better after that. I think that Werman and Witt are playing the best games that they've played all season, and the rest of the boys aren't far behind.
Russ, we don't have any report up here on either Sears or Hutchison, both of whom have been hurt, star halfbacks of the two teams. Did you get any report about Hutchison? Will he be able to go back in?
I had none on any of the boys.
I see.
And I'm a little worried.
Well,
I'm more worried about Voss than I am about Hutchison.
I see. Well, we'll hope that neither of them are seriously hurt, and we're very glad to have you out here, and hope you can come back again soon, Russ.
Fine, Braven. It's a great place out here.
You Midwestern fans know the next man very well. He coached in the Big Ten for a long time, and then we got him out here on the Pacific Coast. He's done a wonderful job at the University of California and had three very fine teams here in the Rose Bowl. Very happy to introduce Coach Lynn Waldorf of the University of California. Lynn, what have you seen?
Well, I've seen some mighty fine defense, Braven. We thought that in the Trojans we had the finest defensive unit in the country, and Wisconsin is very nearly matching them. It's one of the most interesting defensive games that I've ever seen.
Do you think, Lynn, that the field is hampering the boys a little bit? I know I watched them fall a couple of times. It looks fairly fast, doesn't it?
It looks fast to me. I haven't been down on it, Braven. I think it's been improved quite a bit over the past several years. I recall that in our Michigan game, for example, that we had boys slip, and so did Michigan, and I haven't seen nearly as much slipping today.
Does any one particular player impress you more than any other out there this afternoon?
Well, there are a number of fine players. I'm particularly impressed with number 85, the Wisconsin...
Werman. Playing a tremendous defensive game, isn't he?
He has the ability to sift through interference in fine style. I don't think he's been well blocked all afternoon. I think their three linebackers are doing a good job. And number 71, I've noticed in there quite a bit. The Trojans are... using their usual defense and using it very effectively. They're just as fast as ever. The loss of Saldis, Welch is certainly playing a very fine game in Saldis' place. In fact, he intercepted a pass and doing a very good job.
Well, Lynn, thanks for that observation, and we're glad to have had you up here, and we hope we'll have you back in the Rose Bowl soon.
Thank you, Brave.
Now from the Midwest, a very famous football coach. He's had two teams in the Rose Bowl, both of them victorious, the first over UCLA and the last one last year over Stanford. It's a pleasure to welcome the fine coach from the University of Illinois, Ray Elliott. Ray, what have you seen down there thus far?
Seen a lot of defense, Braven. Both those teams are doing a splendid job in defense. Neither one can do an awful lot of running, but some passing, and I think Wisconsin's got a little edge on running so far.
I would think so. The first downs, as I said earlier, are 7-6 in favor of Southern California, but I think when the yardage figures come up, it'll prove that Wisconsin has run for more yardage than Southern Cal, and perhaps Southern Cal has passed for a little more than Wisconsin. Wouldn't that be it?
That's just about right, Raven. Yes, sir.
Ray, is Wisconsin doing anything much different today than they did when you met them or throughout the Big Ten season?
No, sir. They're doing just about the same thing, about the same type of defense. About the same type of offense, with the ends splitting out there wide and running Amici all over. He's a fine running, hard running back, and playing about the same game. I think the defense on both sides, you've got to pay tribute to those defenses because they've been doing a remarkable job.
Yes. Do you care to say with which team you think will win? Is there any trend or indication that appears to your expert eyes that might let us in on a secret?
Nothing right now, Braven. Two or three of their marches have been broken up, of course, by good pass defense. Can't tell what might have happened at either end of the field there. If the that pass down there close in there might have been caught, they might have either one of them gone in there. But no, sir, they... all we can say, back in the Middle West, we are rooting for Wisconsin, as you would be rooting for Southern California. It looks like a mighty fine game. Two well-drilled teams doing a fine job.
Fine, Ray. We appreciate your coming up, and we hope, too, that you'll be back with your team in the Rose Bowl soon. You've given us plenty of thrills out here.
Thank you, Raven. Hope so.
That was Ray Elliott, the coach of the University of Illinois team, which won two games here in the Rose Bowl, winning last year over Stanford by a score of 40-7. Out on the field now, we have the fine band of the University of Southern California, led by Tommy Walker. Tommy Walker suited up for the Rose Bowl game against Michigan here when Michigan defeated Southern Cal by a score of 49-0 in 1948. But Tommy was only a conversion artist. He did nothing else but kick points after touchdown, so he didn't get a chance to do anything more than limber up before the game because the Trojans didn't get any touchdown. But at least he appeared on the field as a player during the practice period and thus is rather unique as a band leader. The band is coming into a formation saluting the Wisconsin rooting section, which is on this side of the field, just below our press box. And from out of the skies comes a parachute with a gentleman, I assume it is a gentleman, coming down. He looks like a paratrooper, and he lands just outside the stadium. Just missed the far end of the stadium here. Came down, it looked like about 50 miles an hour, and I hope that when he landed that he was not hurt. The band, as I say, is saluting the Wisconsin rooting section. And prior to this, the card section of the Southern California rooting section had put the face of Wisconsin's famed mascot, the Badger, in bold relief over there, and the Wisconsin rooters gave a mighty roar and a salute to the Trojans for that. And the rooting section also saluted the two coaches, Ivy Williamson and Jess Hill. They gave a block W for Wisconsin, first red on white and then changing to white on red. And the students then also, of course, displayed their own initials and made a huge silhouette of Tommy Trojan and the symbol of Trojan power, the Trojan war horse. The University of Southern California, in their big card section, generally have a little over 1,700 students. And they're supposed to be one of the first schools in the country to have started the use of card stunts between halves at football games. The fine Wisconsin band was playing and also entertaining us out on the field at the time that I was introducing and interviewing the coaches and the sports writers. At this time, we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Billings, KGHL.
As I was saying, we had the Wisconsin band on while we were having the interviews. It is led by that very able director, Ray Dvorak, and includes 148 entertainers. You might be interested in how it is broken up. There are 10 fanfare trumpets, 12 tubas, 12 drums, 4 piccolos, 16 trombones, or trombones, 34 cornets, 13 saxophones, 8 horns, 37 clarinets, and 2 bells. I believe you can hear the Trojan chorus across the field. Back on the field. We have a scoreless game after the first two quarters. The Trojans are trying to win their 300th football game today. SC played its first football game in 1888, 8 years after the university was founded. Since that time, the Trojans have won more than 70% of their games. And now, with the Trojans on the field and Wisconsin soon to arrive, I give you back your play-by-play announcer, Al Helfer. Al?
All right, Brevin, thank you very much. Fans of spectacle here this afternoon at Pasadena's Rose Bowl is one of the finest we've seen in many, many years. And right now on the field, all the pageantry one could expect of a classic such as this in sunny California. And I'd like to take just a moment here now to talk to the fans and say, to ease off whiskers smooth as silk and enjoy swell-looking shaves that really pep you up, get acquainted with the modern Gillette Super Speed Razor. This is a one-piece Gillette of ingenious design and precision manufacture. It has nothing to take apart or put together, nothing to waste your time or try your patience. Also, it changes blades in a flash, rinses clean instantly, and never jams or clogs. Yes, from every standpoint, it is the easiest shaving and most convenient razor you ever laid against your face. Why not see for yourself how refreshing shaving can be? Buy a Gillette Super Speed Razor that combines instant blade changing with utmost shaving comfort and double-edge economy. Complete with the Gillette Blue Blade Dispenser and durable styrene travel case that opens at a touch, it is yours for only $1. And now the ball clubs are coming back on the field. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Trojans of Southern California. Braven, I know you have a word.
Al, the statistics for the first half have arrived, and they bear out what Ray Elliott said and what I said. The net yardage gained from running plays by Wisconsin, 99 yards. The net yardage gained by the Trojans from running plays is a loss, minus 16. They lost a lot of yardage on pass plays when the man decided not to pass. Lost 43 yards, gaining 27, a net loss of 16. Through the air, however, the Trojans gained 100 yards, so the total net yardage running and passing for the two teams favors Wisconsin, 127 to 84. Now back to Al Helfer.
We are checking the starting lineups for the second half of the scoreless ball game here at the 39th playing of the Rose Bowl game at Pasadena, California, being sent to you by Gillette over this NBC network. And for Wisconsin, the starting lineup for Wisconsin will be the same as finished the ball game in the first half. So it means that we'll have Peters, Pritchlick, Steinmetz, Simkowski, Stensby, Brent, Andrakowski in the forward wall. We'll have Burks at left halfback. Haluska will be at quarterback. Jerry Witt will be at right halfback. And Alan Michi will be at fullback. For Southern California, we'll have Stillwell at left hand, apparently, in place of Ron Miller. We'll have Thompson at left tackle, Will Hart at left guard, Welsh at center, he's the co-captain, Viviani at right guard, Weeks at right tackle, and Nikoloff at right end. We may have Bob Cox of Pasadena in there at right guard. We'll see that and know that in a moment. As Des Cook comes out to kick off for Southern California, who will defend the goal to our right, the Southern goal, kicking off to Wisconsin. We have Gerald Witt and Archie Burks deep back on the goal line in receiving position. In the backfield for Southern California, we'll have Bozanic at quarterback. We'll have Bukic at left halfback. And at right halfback, Al Carmichael. And at fullback, as that's Leon Sellers. We're ready for the kickoff. Sellers will be in the ballgame just as soon as Cook kicks off for Southern California. It's a scoreless ball game as we move into the second half of the affair here at Pasadena, with the lights having been turned on to ensure a brilliant second half as far as visibility is concerned. Mr. Springer, the referee, is blowing his whistle. Cook moves forward, boots that ball deep into Wisconsin territory, and it is being taken down on the Wisconsin 6-yard line, but Gerald Witte comes back on this side of the field to the 9-yard line. It's being bundled up and knocked down on a...